Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Every 2 years, the Josephson Institute on Ethics conducts a survey of high school students' attitudes towards lying, cheating, success, and ethics. The results have been deeply discouraging, at least to me. Past studies have shown that younger generations are far more likely to engage in dishonest conduct, lying, stealing, cheating, plagiarism, and the like, than older generations. Teenagers 17 and younger are 5 times more likely than older people to believe that lying and cheating are not only okay, they're absolutely necessary to achieve success, which, by the way, is measured in terms of money. Teenagers are also more than 4 times more likely to deceive bosses and 3 times more likely to pocket extra money given as change. Regardless of age, people who cheated on high school exams 2 or more times are much more likely to be dishonest later in life. I find myself wondering whether integrity matters anymore. Are these kids right? Are lying and cheating necessary in order to succeed? Before you roll your eyes, take a look around you. Far too many families here in our own community are struggling with unemployment, foreclosure, lack of health insurance, and mounting debt. The number of homeless children has never been higher. Yet the banks and investment firms that contributed so significantly to these problems are declaring record profits and paying their corporate officers bigger bonuses than ever. Those with economic and political power reap the benefits, while ordinary, hardworking people try to make do with less. The kids I talk to are extremely perceptive. They see celebrities and many political figures thriving and sporting jewelry, fast cars, and expensive clothing. The advertising industry has done its job well, and young people take for granted that success means having things and the money and time to enjoy them. Why work hard when cheating is so much easier and apparently so much more effective? Schools, teachers, and parents have emphasized grades and academic achievement as the road to success and those high-paying jobs. But we've done a lot less talking about how to get those grades. Young people who are rewarded with money or treats for grades or praised for their accomplishments rather than their efforts learn an important lesson. The end does indeed justify the means. Cheating is easy and effective, and it sometimes looks like everyone is doing it. There was an unexpected ray of hope in the 2012 Josephson study, though. For the first time, the number of teens lying, cheating, and stealing has dropped. They've only dropped a few percentage points, but there are fewer kids doing the wrong thing at home and at school. They're cheating less and lying less to their parents and teachers, and more kids today believe that ethics matter. There was one jarring note in the study, however. Boys seem to struggle far more with honesty and ethics than do girls. Half of the boys surveyed believe that cheating is necessary, at least occasionally, in order to succeed. Boys are nearly twice as likely to steal as are girls. Parents who are willing to teach honesty, character, and hard work make the difference. There's a big caveat here, though. You have to model these qualities yourself, or the lessons won't stick. Each of us knows someone who believes that the end justifies the means and makes choices accordingly. But is that what you want for your child? Consider having a conversation sometime soon about integrity, ethics, and honesty. If it matters to you, let your child hear your voice and learn from your behavior. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.